From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker says what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. The remark follows reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey is reporting multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Here's NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions.
A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incident. The United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached a final agreement Monday on a broad free trade pact. The pact will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. Michael Froman is the U.S. trade representative.
The 12 of us are pleased to have been able to reach agreement on an ambitious, high-standard, comprehensive agreement. We think it helps define the rules of the road for the Asia-Pacific region in a way that's consistent with the interests and the values that we share.
Analysts say TPP could counter the growing influence of China. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned, saying he wants to be a participant in the coming 2017 presidential and general elections. He has served the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf administration for 10 years in various capacities as finance minister, director of the Bureau of the Budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News.